watching the replay, fast forward 5 to 10 minutes. I'm gonna let some people get in here. Let's get it. Hit the like button on your way in. Be sure to comment. Leave something in the chat. get it. Everybody hit the like button if you haven't already. Let me know in the chat real quick what y'all want me to start with. I want to do a little bit more of this. I covered a little bit in the afternoon stream. I want to cover a little bit more. But let me know in the chat if you want me to start with this or you want me to start with the pineapple show. Or if you want me to start with my typical dingbats that I go over on my channel for the normal episodes. Let me know in the chat while I do my e-begging spiel. I'm looking for a live stream sponsor starting at $5. That makes you king of the stream until somebody dethrones you with a higher donation. We're also looking to meet the 2-hour goal. If we make $15 the first hour, it guarantees a 2-hour live stream. If we make our $25 whole live stream goal, it guarantees a bonus stream this week. So I would say it guarantees a Tuesday live stream. Ways to donate: Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal, all in the chat. Cash App pinned to the top of the chat, or Super Chat, Super Sticker. Just hit the dollar sign next to the chat space. Also, crypto addresses in the description. So let me see if I got anybody reaching out in the chat. Okay, no. I'm just going to get started with this then. Matter of fact, I'm going to warm up with some typical dingbat snow bunnies. Let me know if anything go left, if the sound is weird, screen go blank, or anything crazy. Let me know immediately in the chat.
Tonight, but for now, let's get into the video.
If he's not a giver, he's a what?
Taker.
He's a taker. How do we know if he's a taker? We give him nothing. That feels hard. You're a giver. You're an overgiver. Overgivers will always attract takers. It's law. When he texts you and you feel the need to overexplain or even to answer in a certain amount of time, wait. If he takes you on a date and you're there and you're present, you're giving him your focus, you're giving him your attention, amazing, beautiful. When the date ends, he doesn't exist. Unless he gives you communication.
You don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Nobody, and I mean nobody, should listen to some 35 plus year old woman in her car when it comes to, you know, dating advice. You haven't figured it out. Seriously, why should they take advice from you if you're not married? Now, if you was married, you know, or even if you was a woman who couldn't figure out dating for 10 years, but you finally cracked the code and got married, then, you know, and you've been in a 5-year marriage and it's working out fine, then maybe. But you still on a dating market post 35. So, yeah. Keep your dog shit advice to yourself, man.
Upsets you, he makes you angry. That's fine. Go tell a friend. Go scream into a pillow. Give him nothing. Even your emotional energy is a privilege. If you're at home, you're doing dishes, you're working, whatever it is in your mind floats off to him, redirect it back to you. Give him nothing.
Here's the thing, ma'am. You're attracted to the men who are never going to give you commitment. So it don't matter what, you know, methods you employ, you're not going to get Long Stick Rick to give you commitment. No matter what. By the time women are given the advice of give men nothing, they're done for life, probably. This is not going to work. It's not going to work for Chad, and it's not going to work for a decent man. It's not going to work for any guy, giving them nothing. It might intrigue Chad to play the game with you a little more, a little longer, until he can hit it a few more times. That's it. You know, you might be able to manipulate Chad a little bit if he hasn't got the push yet with this whole tug and pull game or whatever you're playing. But it's not going to get you the end result, I assure you. It's not going to get you marriage. It's not going to get you commitment. You're not doing anything but misleading other young ladies who didn't need any help ruining their lives. I'll just tell you that.
And observe how he shows up. See if he's a giver. But you will never know if you don't give him the opportunity. Opportunity is the only thing we're giving them.
Yeah, and the only thing you're going to see is him walking away. You're not the first one who...
And let's be clear. A man who was a giver would run her off. She don't know what to do with a giver. Well, she don't know about balance. She's speaking in extremes like women usually do. They think in extremes. I'm either the one going to be giving a lot or he's going to be the one giving a lot. No, how about y'all mutually give to each other? It's not that hard. Dating isn't that hard. It just shows how stupid a lot of these creatures are. I'll just say that. Because dating isn't hard, especially for women. Especially for a halfway decent looking woman. Dating is not hard at all.
Thinks you deserve stuff for just existing, but like all the others, you're still single waiting for things you think you deserve.
Hey there! You know, being a YouTuber can be a really amazing journey, but let's be real. It can also be super overwhelming sometimes, right? That's where TubeBuddy comes in. TubeBuddy.
Okay, I'm officially ticked off, my people. Oh, I'm not signed in. Or wait, hold on. I knew something was up. Hold on. We shouldn't be seeing any more ads. I bought the premium. So maybe if I do a little refresher.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I hope you're all having
a
wonderful
day. If I see an ad, I'm going to be so pissed.
But for now, let's... You're still single, waiting for things you think you deserve.
I fear I may be throwing this fish back out into the sea. He had a very, like, light, surface-level first date. Did ask, like, a couple questions that helped me better understand their emotional intelligence. And there was one question about, like, oh, how are you as a boyfriend? Like, how do you show someone that you care? He tensed up a little bit, like, couldn't really answer it, and was like, oh, I guess you'll need to find out. Well, I mean, I'm dating with attention. I don't really have time to waste time to find out. I want to know that you've done the self-reflection and introspection to understand how you move about this world.
Like I said, by the time a woman got to put this much thinking into it, and she came up with these curated questions and stuff, she's not going to make a good girlfriend. None of this is natural. I'm dating with intention. By the time a woman has to say that phrase out of her mouth, I'm dating with intention, she's extremely damaged. They tell on themselves without knowing that they're telling on themselves. They don't realize what men hear when they say, I'm dating with intention now. The first thing that pops up in a guy's head is, well, what the hell have you been doing since 14? Like, only damaged women say that phrase. I'm dating with intention now. And women who grew up in a culture where that was just expected, they don't have to verbalize it and say, I'm dating with intention. By the time somebody got to say something out loud, they're a fraud. Like, women who date millionaires don't have to get online and say, oh, I only date millionaires. They're too busy actually dating millionaires. See, when something is someone's culture, they don't have to draw attention to it by saying it verbally. People who grew up around people who drove expensive cars don't got to say, oh, yeah, I drive a Benz. They don't got to say it out loud. You just see them in a Benz. You see what I'm saying? That go for anybody, not just women. If they have to verbalize it, you know, a red flag should pop up. If they constantly got to tell you, yeah, I graduated, yeah, I got 3 degrees, yep, just to let you know, 3 degrees. Well, yeah, when I got my 3 degrees, it's cringy. Now I'm thinking you don't have 3 degrees or you really come from a place where nobody got a degree and you're really impressed with yourself. I don't know. Let's continue.
In intimate relationships, and if you are either uncomfortable with communicating that, or you don't even know that about yourself, I'm not gonna waste my time. Also, he found out about my TikTok. I don't know if he just Googled me. If you Google my name, if you Google my first name, yoga teacher, my TikTok's gonna show up. He did say that we had like a mutual friend of a friend who sent him my vlogs. He seemed like more concerned with the fact that he was going viral than with how the date went and like whether he wants to see me again. Hi, next day. Also, just like wanted to
wait. wait. He was going viral. Was he going viral because you put his business out on the internet? Look, if a woman has a TikTok where she talk about her personal life, don't even have a one night stand with her. If you come too quick, she gonna tell the world. Just this is the sad thing is men don't even get a chance to decide if they want to mess with a chick who on TikTok, who talk about her personal life on TikTok. women should have to disclose this on the first date. Like if she was part of that rainbow community. You know? See, women don't think about consequences. They don't think too far in the future. They don't think like, oh, somebody might flip out that I put their business on the internet and come look for me. Like, you know, like they don't think that far in advance.
I think the reason why I don't want to go on a second date with that guy is really how like all of that transpired. Like him finding my TikTok, but also above and beyond all of that, how nonchalant he was with me after, like, not texting to make sure I got home, not texting to say he had a great date.
Yeah, because you're garbage at that point. Once he knows you got a TT, a TikTok, I'm going to start calling it that too. It's so stupid. But yeah, I'm going to start calling it that on my channel just to be ironic. So yeah, once he found out you had a TT, yeah, you're nothing at that point. You're null and void. There's no reason for him to call and check on. He don't care about you as a human anymore, and I don't blame him. These women do not realize how cringe this is, how much of a black, it's not a red flag, how much of a black flag it is for a woman to have a TikTok where she chronicles her dating life. Any man in his right mind is going to disqualify you for wife or serious girlfriend or anything like that. He might disqualify you to just even have a fling with at that point. And they just don't get it because they don't think in depth. It's all about what's going to make me feel good in the moment. What's going to get me attention in the moment. Forget about how it's going to affect me long term. And what's crazy is this woman is not, she's far from a model. So this narcissism isn't even justified from a look standpoint. Like, you should be somebody's homely wife building a wholesome family and legacy. The internet really ruined y'all, man. It really did.
Being really nonchalant.
No, he wasn't. All he was not interested. Hard to hear, I know, but you're just lying to yourself if you think anything else.
Think of how many industries would collapse tomorrow if we started loving our bodies, if we didn't see our bodies as problems to solve.
A lot.
Right? Like us feeling
billion
like
dollar industries
we are not good enough billion. Is what keeps our capitalist like society going.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at yourself and looking for the flaws. Yeah, you've been brainwashed into doing that. That's totally why this is so hard. So
you're also brainwashed into effinism. But you know what? I ain't even gonna go down that path.
Remembering though that this idea of radical self-love isn't something we go out and find. You were born with that. As a baby, you didn't have hang-ups about your body.
That's true.
You know,
how do we get back to that?
Fat rolls.
Yeah.
So it's not a matter of going out and finding something new. It's kind of like removing these layers of gunk that have been piled on top of us because of these messages that we're constantly getting about what it means to be attractive, which by the way change all the time.
All the time.
You are both wearing makeup. Makeup industry is a $1 billion industry. So my guess is this was just another problem you get.
Do you think it's a coincidence that the two women talking about this, you know, aren't model attractive? I don't know. When women are young and hot, they don't give a damn usually about fighting the atriarchy, if you know what I mean. The patriarchy. Because they too busy getting plowed by Chad and getting attention and having money thrown at them. They don't give a damn about societal woes.
Get to complain about instead of trying to fix.
I love when you're on a date with a guy and you're at like kind of a nicer place and he's like, oh my God, I just always love it here. Always? This is my first time here.
Yeah, you're just another bitch to him. You being sorta, kinda cute. It's no big deal. Yes, he take basic bras like you there all the time. And it shouldn't be a shocker. Y'all all chase the same 10% of men.
Babe, who'd you go with?
I'm guessing someone else. Yeah, it's weird, I know. It's almost like he had a life before he took you on a date.
This is a question to single 30-year-old men, okay? Ask him for a friend, not me.
Okay, I'm listening.
Where do you frequent? Because I'm a single girl. My friend is a single girl. And she's not on dating apps. And she's trying to find a husband at some point. But there doesn't seem to be any single, straight, 30-year-old men.
Ma'am, The boat sailed basically 10 years ago. You should have been taking relationships serious as a teenager. And the crazy thing is, like, parents aren't even pushing that narrative, but they need to be. A girl need to be trying to find her husband from 14 to 22, like really looking and really trying to take it serious. You can't pop up at 30 as a woman talking about, where are all the good men? Not trying to fuck with you. That's where they are. Trying to stay far away from you as humanly possible. That's where they are. So go tell that to your friend, quote unquote, your air quote friend.
They're attractive. Anywhere. London, Weymouth, Southampton, any of the south of England. Doesn't seem to exist. Like, has there been some kind of apocalypse that I didn't realise? Is everyone married? Like, what's the situation? Where are you? Because, you know, my friend wants to meet her husband in the next, like, 5 years. There doesn't seem to be any straight men.
And she still thinks she got 5 years. So, what about kids? No kids? Your goal is to just find somebody by geriatric pregnancy? This is crazy.
Anywhere, okay? Maybe like late 20s, early 30s. If you know, just let me know, because my friend might want to go there to potentially meet her husband. Thanks so much.
Oh yeah, where are all the single attractive men? Well, I don't know, everywhere. But that was a question for them, like they're in hiding. And if they're in hiding, why would they ever let you know where they are?
I've been on 5 dates in the past 3 months. And let me tell you that all 5 of those dates did not make it to the second date. Put this out there before men come after me. I went in with the intention of hopefully liking this person and eventually talking to them. But every time I went on these dates, I kid you not, I would go in my car and feel nothing. I don't even know. Like, I just was like, oh my God, am I broken? Like, what?
Yes. Yes, you're very, very broken. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of sad. Like, women shouldn't be in control of their dating lives. It almost never goes right. I would say it doesn't go right 90% of the time. Do you have a father, ma'am? It's not about you feeling a spark. When you think about old times, these people didn't stay together for 50 years because the spark and flame stayed lit. Get practical.
Why do I not feel nothing? It takes a long time to actually get on that
imagine,
date.
Imagine, like, your life as a man being based on how a woman feels at any given moment. That's a terrible situation to be in. Your whole well-being is dependent on that emotional roller coaster. Wow. Her dopamine receptors are shot. Does she have the 1,000... you know, stock stare. I think that is the 1,000 stock stare. Oh, man. They give their body, their soul, their everything, their dignity to Long Stick Rick and Long John Ron. And then try to get a relationship on the back end. It's really sick.
And I just recently was like, okay, this week I'm going on a freaking date. I also said to myself this weekend that I am probably ready to actually settle down with someone. And I went on a date on Tuesday. It's so funny. Like, you can literally just go on Hinge and then, oh, you got a date. It's so easy, but whatever. I think it's so important that we as women, we just know exactly what we want. And I feel like putting yourself out there and going on these dates, you kind of pick up little bits and pieces of these men that you're like, okay, I like that trait. I like that trait. I like.
And they, yeah, they come up with this impossible man that doesn't exist. Oh, my goodness. And that's so stupid. And keep in mind, too, these women's bare minimum is on the taller side and abnormally handsome. Like, that's their bare minimum coming in just to even accept the date. You got to be at least basically a top 15 percenter to even get on the date. And she hasn't even bust out the checklist yet. You might as well not even count. Like, because looks and height were the prerequisite. So she hasn't even bust out the real checklist yet. So all these men that she's talking about just dismissing, like it's no big deal, were at least all top 15 percenters. So this woman thinks there's a never-ending train of top 15 percenters that want to date her. That's the delusion she's under. And in reality, because she just said, oh yeah, it's easy for me to just get a date. Just hop on there and get a date. Right. But what percentage of those guys just want to have a fling? And what percentage of those top 15 percenters would actually want to be in a relationship with you after they hang out with you for a few weeks? She's not considering all that. If she was considering all that, she would be trying to make it work with one of these dudes. And not dismissing them if their, you know, shoes weren't the right shoe brand. It'll catch up with her, but it'll be much too late by the time she realizes what happened.
Like that trait.
Oh, so like build a bed or something like that. Now, I could be wrong, but I think you're supposed to know what you want before you start dating.
You know what I wish more people knew? That the like 1950s housewife, like June Cleaver, a lot of people think is like traditional values. That was not tradition. That was an organized PR campaign to get women to stay in the kitchen.
You should stay in the kitchen. Nothing good has come from female empowerment. Fuck it, I'm gonna say it. I mean, if it has, the bad has outweighed it by a ton. By a ton. You should be in the kitchen. And I'm not saying that because I'm a bad man. I'm saying that because there's overwhelming evidence that society is worse the more empowered y'all get. I was on board with this at some point, probably as a teen or something. Yeah, female empowerment. You're more than just, you know, kitchen workers and dick suckers. I was with y'all. But now that I've seen the evidence play out over the past 20 years, hell no. Stay your goofy, mentally ill ass in the kitchen. Blow popsicle sticks, cook food, and play with children. Society is best when you're just sticking to those things, I promise. Now, that was the government psyop. If that was a government psyop, that was a good one. The government psyop to keep you bitches in the kitchen.
When men came back from World War II, women were forced to leave the workforce. Ad agencies and pop culture really glamorized the housewife. Like, domesticity is so cute. And women were continually sold more products and life.
And now they sell you pharmaceuticals to deal with your mental illness from working 60 hours and not having a family that loves you. Oh, much better, right? The fuck out of here.
Styles that really emphasized their place. And then the post-war economy really boomed, and so did the suburbs. Middle-class families started to move into single-family homes, and men became the breadwinners. Then pop psychologists started to talk about, oh, women are the caretakers and the nurturers,
right?
And it's tied to our biology. So either she's going to be really good at taking care of the home and your children, or it is her personal failing.
Yes.
And then even educational institutions started to promote degrees in homemaking. If women got higher degrees at all. And this is all to prepare women for marriage instead of the workforce. You can even see that...
You look miserable right now with your shuffled hair and your raggedy t-shirt. It's talking about a bunch of nothing. Like, what does any of this have to do with your life? You don't seem happy. You seem like you just got off a drug binge. Like... If you're going to speak out against the patriarchy, at least do it from a mansion looking fly or something to maybe convince some people, like, well, I mean, she is in a fly mansion. Like, do something like the influencers on YouTube in the little commercials, and they, like, doing a selfie in front of a Lambo. Like, at least trick me. At least make what you're talking about sound appealing or look appealing. Not on TikTok looking like a druggie.
Publications like women's magazines went from writing about adventure stories to romance tales where women just find their like knight in shining armor. So we're supposed to like go back to traditional values. This was never a tradition in the first place.
Okay, sure, I'll play.
Well, what was the tradition? Wait, what was the, just never mind. Never mind. If you try to understand a fool, you become a fool. What was the tradition then? If the whole housewife, Stepford housewife thing was sold to you by the media, or what? What was the tradition then? What have women been doing since the beginning of mankind? not taking care of children. Just shut up, lady. Jeez.
What was the tradition then? Because I don't think tradition started in the 50s. Like so many others, I'm fortunate enough to have met my grandparents. Both of them, by the way, were born in the 20s. And they've both, like so many others, lived through what you refuse to call tradition.
Okay, guys, I wanted to talk about this person that commented this on a video of me and my boyfriend.
Well, at least she got a boyfriend. It says, I have trouble believing someone this good looking would be attracted to you. If I'm honest, you're not conventionally beautiful, so there's more to it. Well, yeah, most men will take a hit in looks to get a boost in human decency. But she got tattoos and she got a personal TikTok page, so... And I see a bunch of liquor in the back, so I don't know. I guess he was just down bad.
It's so dangerous to be spreading this kind of hate around. And normally I don't reply to hate comments and I don't give them the time of day because I know anyone that goes out of their way to comment on a random person's social media, just hate, is very, very miserable in life, and they're probably really, really hurting.
Or they're probably just completely...
Look, you got a boyfriend, do everything in your power to keep him. Your arms are too muscular for me, but look, yeah, do everything in your power to keep him. That's all I'll say. This is a perfect time for me to say, donate, Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal. I'm looking for a live stream sponsor, a king of the stream, so to speak, starting at $5. Cash App, PayPal, Streamlabs, all in the chat, or Super Chat, Super Sticker, the dollar sign next to the chat box. $15 goal to guarantee a 2-hour stream tonight. $25 goal guarantees a bonus stream on Tuesday this week. Let's make it happen, fellas.
His principles are important. He'll show you why he says in scripture, think only on these things that are good, that are praiseworthy. Mm-hmm. That means if what you thinking ain't praiseworthy, then you should be not thinking that. He gives you the principles that are pretty much law of attraction in a scripture form.
That's...
He says, this is how you manifest.
Yes.
He says, call a thing that ain't as though it is.
Yes.
He says, your words can move a mountain.
Yeah.
He's telling you what you can do. You have dominion.
Yeah.
Don't ask, go possess.
Right.
Why are you sitting here and waiting? Ooh. Don't tell me I don't have dominion over selling out stadiums. I'm showing up. It's mine. I'm not asking permission.
Look, I'm sure y'all are already annoyed. But something I want to point out too, look at that face. Is this what you want to wake up to in the morning? Does this give you soft, sweet, demure, nurturing? No. This gives aggression, masculinity, combativeness. But one thing I want to point out, she's a doctor, supposedly. A doctor who's going to come on a national platform with almost 1 million followers with a see-through shirt on. But she's a doctor. Just wanted to point that out, y'all. But she like, it's kind of like a turtleneck, though. It don't matter if you can see through it and see my bra. This is a hood rat harlot. Don't let that DR in the front of her name trick you. This is a ghetto, loudmouth harlot. She couldn't reject her Jezebel spirit. You know, she had to put on a see-through shirt to come on this show. She just had to do it. Her spirit wouldn't let her do anything else. Her spirit wouldn't have it any other way.
I'm here. And what's mine's a line up. And what's not, hey, I'm good. Because I don't want to work my ass off trying to sustain you and you don't belong to me. So, again, God gives you these principles that he lays out. And all I want to do is give them to all of my clients, everyone who listens on your platform and any platform that I'm on, is this is not about I'm chosen and I'm this special, you know, superior woman. This is about, look at me. I'm an example. If God allows you to see the blessing on me.
She definitely thinks she's a special, superior woman. You can tell by how she act. You can tell by how she talk. You can tell by the name brand she wear. Was that Christian Dior or Christian Dior top? I don't give a fuck about these damn name brands. I'm always skeptical of people who care this much about status and coming across a certain way and coming across rich and dressing rich and driving a certain car. I'm always very skeptical of them.
It's because he's telling you what is yours. Mm. All he's saying is there's principles. There's a wheel. There's a plug into me. It's no different than a marriage. If you and I are married, right, there's things that I want you to do, Anthony, that activate the things in me that you want from me.
Yeah.
That's called traditional femininity, and it's complete poppycock. If you do X, Y, and Z, then I'll be a decent human, or I'll act like a decent human being. But you got to make sure you do X, Y, and Z first.
Oh, reciprocity.
Yeah.
And reciprocity is something that's needed in every relationship, especially the one with yourself and God.
Let's stay right there, because we were talking about this. I love this guy right here, y'all. We were just talking about this. How everybody, we all want some certain things, and we all show up a different kind of way.
Yes.
And I think how we show up is important, because you were talking about how, for an example, I said that I wouldn't want to be with a woman who doesn't find something attractive about me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, yeah, I don't think any man would, but do y'all care about name brands at all? Clothing name brands? I really don't give a damn at all.
And correct me if I'm wrong, because I want to make sure I represent you right. You say, yeah, but how? What we value, what we show up with means that's showing what we value. I want to know this thing, because maybe I have this problem. I'm just being honest. And this is why I love like having a conversation like you and Sarah, because I just like creating a space where you can just be honest.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, what is the healthiest way to show up?
Yeah. And I loved when you asked that in the green room, right?
Yeah.
It's subjective.
Okay.
We talked about this. What someone finds valuable about themselves is what they lead with.
Okay.
So for example, a man who leads with, I want a woman to find me good looking. And rich.
Mm.
Rich meaning financially rich.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we know that man finds value in him being good looking and in his money.
Mm-hmm.
So that man should not gaslight women or complain when women come and calibrate for his looks and his money.
Mm-hmm.
No, she's not called a gold digger.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you find valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So now that she's valuing it, what is the problem, young man? A grown man. Let me go with women really quick, though.
Go, please,
for women,
please
for
go.
Women, right? Who
go,
lead?
Go,
who
walk,
lead
walk.
With? I want a man to find me gorgeous. I want a man to find me with quote unquote body. You know
yes,
how they say,
ma'am.
Okay, body.
Yeah.
I want him to. I want. That's what I want him to see,
mm-hmm.
because that's what I find valuable about myself. Well, sis, don't get upset when this man wants to use you for your looks and for your body, and he doesn't find any other interest in you because you led.
Well. Look, that's the basic exchange amongst men and women. Protection and resources, and you give him your femininity and body and looks and you. I mean, that's really what it's going to boil down to, essentially. A woman not trying to get with a man if he never going to spend a dollar on her. And a man not trying to get with a woman if he knows she never going to give him the yams. It's that fucking simple. We can try to make it seem like it's something else and love and her spirit and our connection, but at the end of the day, that's going to be a huge part of it for both sides.
With what you find valuable, so when he values that too, say thank you. Don't get mad and say all he wants is, but that's what you led with. Like, for example, with myself, do I feel like I'm a good-looking woman? Yes, I believe I'm good-looking.
Mm-hmm.
Do I feel like I have a nice body? I love my body.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what I want a man to find most attractive about me? Absolutely not.
Well, he's not going to find that face right there attractive with you scrunching up your face. I mean, you're clearly an aging woman. Not an Asian woman, an aging woman. And I'm not knocking you because we all going to age. But that's why you're supposed to lock down a man and figure out how to make, you know, a relationship work with a man when you still got your youth. You don't have a nice personality. I could just tell by looking at this video. So he ain't going to like that. And your quote-unquote intelligence, it just leads you to talk nonstop a bunch of fucking therapy words and a bunch of pointless words that don't mean anything to the context of what we're talking about. Well, let me not say that. They mean something in the context of what we're talking about, but it's still just mumbo-jumbo. A man don't want to hear all this therapy talk constantly. And I'm sure this is what you would call, you know, your intelligence. So he's not going to value your personality because you don't have a good one. He's not going to value your intelligence because that's just going to make you think you're better than him. And, you know, you're going to try to lead every conversation. So, I mean, what else is to like about you other than your looks and your body? And your looks are fate. You're clearly 45, 50 years old. So you, all you really got is leading with your body and looks. The looks that you do have left. Based on my assessment, there's not much else there, ma'am. You can't keep a man. Just never mind.
So I'm okay if my husband says, yeah, my wife is a good-looking woman. But for me, what really turned me on was when I sat and had a conversation with her over a glass of wine, and she was just hyper-intelligent.
Yeah.
I watched her on the stage, and she stood 10 toes down. Like, for me...
That's not what men are looking for. You're not really going to hear barbershop talk. Yeah, man, I'm with my girl because she's just so intelligent. She's so smart, y'all. You're really not going to hear that. You might hear I'm with her because she's so loving and nurturing and she look out for me and take care of me. But it ain't going to be her intelligence and she just got such a mind-blowing personality. It's not, that's not how men think. Aren't you supposed to be the expert doctor with the see-through shirt on a public platform?
Me, for him, you know, I don't mind him saying that did it, or the fact that, you know, she's educated, or the fact that she's family oriented. I love the way my wife takes care of her mama.
Wow.
That's sexy to me.
Wow.
She checks on her mom.
Nobody in the history of manhood has ever said, oh, my wife is so sexy to me. I love the way she take care of her mama. Those words have never been uttered by a man to another man. Just a wild guess.
She takes full care of her mom. She respects her mom. For my husband to say that, or the way my wife talks about her father, man, that turns me on. I'd be ready to go home just off that conversation. Mm. So,
what? Ma'am, just never mind.
So I'm okay with that because I don't want to live. I remember as a young girl, sidebar really quick, I remember saying to God, if you have me marry a really successful man, I mean, I'd probably like, teenager of 13, 14, you have me marry a really successful man. I don't want to be known as, let's just say Kobe Bryant. I don't want to be known as Kobe Bryant's wife.
Facts, okay.
Because she's just beautiful and gorgeous. I always told God this, and maybe this sounds a little arrogant, but I told God, I know I'm pretty.
Right.
I know I got a body.
Right.
I don't want to be.
But earlier she said, I don't think I'm special. This ain't about me being the shit and all that. Yeah, it is. and pay attention to the claws. Not just long ghetto nails, but demon claws.
Be known for that. Mm. I want to be known for changing lives.
Yeah.
And not only hoop earrings with some type of name in the middle. I wouldn't be surprised if the name in the middle was her name.
If you make me successful or a celebrity, I want people to look across the room and say, son, you see that woman over there? Mm-hmm. Not, she fine. Not saying they're not gonna do that anyways, but she changed my life. She's the woman why your mama and me were able to get through our marital problems. She's the reason why your mama and I now have a healthy, communicative style.
Yeah.
And she's the reason why I was able to find discipline in our marriage, son.
You know, communication should be easy in a relationship with a submissive woman. The man tell her how the shit gonna go, and she say, okay, bae. Ain't that simple? There's not many communicative complications when a woman being submissive and following her man and keeping her mouth shut when she should keep her mouth shut.
I love that woman.
Wow.
For those reasons. And he loves me while he has a wife, not because he's attracted to me, but because he respects me because I helped him. I changed the trajectory of their marriage, of their life.
Hmm.
For me, that's what I want.
Look at those damn claws, y'all. Like, and she jab her hand in people's faces, I could just tell. Like, she always pointing and shit. Like, you wouldn't even want to hold her hand walking down the street or walking in the mall. You wouldn't even want these digging into you during a good SEX session.
And again, I'm living in that. God gave that to me because it was obviously his will.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't want to, I'm with you. I dress up because I like looking good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not walking past a man saying, you know, look at my...
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Let's be transparent.
You're not walking past... Ma'am. Look, I already spoke on the shirt, ma'am. You didn't wear that shirt so people could see your tits. You didn't wear that shirt so men could see your bra. Just cut it out. Like, one of the most repulsive parts of women is the fact that they try to play dumb. That make all their bullshit 10 times worse that they try to play dumb about it.
Since we're going to have real conversations at the table, the first thing I said before the cameras start rolling to my assistant was, I said, damn it, I wore the wrong bra because I don't like how big my breasts look in this. Yep. Not that I'm trying to hide my body.
She's trying to bring attention. She's trying to run her game on the host. And if, look at his eyes. Of course they went down there. So you telling me she didn't just do that on purpose? To bring attention to her breast.
Right.
But I was like, even though I have a turtleneck up to here, I said, dang, I like it to look more proportioned.
You did.
Right? And everyone in the room was like, it looks good to me. And I'm like, I know it looks good to other people. For well, me.
I turned my head. I'm just playing.
We gonna keep it real, real, y'all. Okay? And don't edit this part out.
God, she is so obnoxious. I couldn't deal with this for 5 minutes. And she never, ever shuts up. So I wouldn't want to have a conversation with her about anything. Anything.
But I'm going to save him. I'm going to leave him alone. That's not what he said.
I said, well, I'm just going to, you know.
That's what he did. That's what he did. But do you see what I mean? I didn't lead. And let's talk about the concert last night.
Yeah.
What did I have on?
You had a jacket.
Turtle. A blazer. And I had all white shirt, some jeans.
You're not modest, man. You just tried to make it seem like this shirt was modest. You see, it's a turtleneck. It's a turtleneck. I know it's up to here. It's see-through, bitch. Never mind.
Yeah.
So, for me, I'm not saying, ladies, you can't be sexy, because y'all seen Doc. Y'all know my cleavage be out. I dress sexy as hell.
But,
and
I mean,
I'm going to rep that.
But I don't. Last night, you still look good, though. Don't get it twisted.
Right. Right. But I'm saying whatever we lead with is what we find value in.
Okay. Well, you find value in showing your tits. And let me just break. As a 40, she 42? Hold on. Let me get clarification. Jesse, did you fact check that, Jesse? Did you fact check that she's 42? I don't feel like looking it up right now. Let me just look it up. We ain't doing nothing else, right? Yeah, if y'all want a 2-hour stream tonight, hit the donation. Links in the chat, Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal. Let's get these donations up or I'm probably getting out of here in 10, 15 minutes. Let's see, man. How old is Dr. Cheyenne? Yep. Let's say 41 as of August 2024. Oh, yep, she's 42 officially. 42 in September. Okay, so now I can make my next point. Yeah, I got some other stuff lined up. If y'all want to, you know, if y'all want to go all night, well, not all night, but up to 2 hours, send them donations in. I got other stuff lined up, you know. I got a crazy Kendra G episode lined up. You know, Mom to 5x5. If y'all want to get into this stuff tonight, hit them donations up. But let's see if we can, where do we stop at? Do I got any wrenches in the house? Where my rare breeds at? Any rare breed wrenches in the house? All right, Jesse, do me a favor, Jesse. Keep type in the chat, Jesse, 2051. That's the spot we left off on. 2051. All right. Now, let's just point something out here. This woman is pushing half a hundred. And she's so immature, she still feels the need to have her little baby hair popping and to still wear a shirt where her tits are showing. You too old to wear a shirt where your tits are showing. This shirt is most definitely not age appropriate. The oldness in your face say you need to be dressing more modest than this. This is ridiculous. It's pathetic that you're still trying to lead with sex at 42, but you just talked about how you don't want to be seen as just a sex object. It was all cap. The shirt makes everything you said the last 2 minutes cap. When are you going to grow the fuck up? Man, when? The hoop earrings with the names in them. When you going to grow up, doctor? The fucking claws. You're not 16 anymore. You look ridiculous. But men will give it a pass if you look kind of cute or you look kind of good. I don't think you look good. I think you look like an older woman. When I see you, I don't see sex appeal. I'm sorry. I see an older, pathetic woman who's still trying to lead with sex appeal. I'm not turned on right now. I'll just say that. I mean, on a lonely night, maybe. But her face is throwing me off. I'm not being mean. I'm not trying to roast. But she look older. Like, she look like she could be 57. Like a 57-year-old woman who look really good for her, you know, age. I'm not feeling what I'm seeing right now. But the main point I wanted to make with this stoppage is you too old for that damn shirt. And it's pathetic. It's sad. It's sick. And it's fucking pathetic that you still gotta do this.
But I'm not walking past a man saying, you know, look at my...
Yeah.
Let's be transparent. Since we're gonna have real conversations at the table, yeah, the first thing I said before the cameras start rolling to my assistant was, I said, damn it, I wore the wrong bra because I don't like how big my breasts look in this. Yep. Not that I'm trying to hide my body, but I was like, even though I have a turtleneck up to here, I said, dang, I like it to look more proportioned.
You did.
Right? And everyone in the room was like, it looks good to me. And I'm like, I know it looks good to other people. For me.
I turned my head. I'm just playing.
We gonna keep it real, y'all. Okay? And don't edit this part out, but I'm gonna save them. I'm gonna leave it alone. That's not what he said.
I said, well, I'm just gonna, you know.
Yeah, that's what he did. That's what he did. But do you see what I mean? I didn't lead. And let's talk about the concert last night.
Yeah.
What did I have on?
You had a jacket.
Turtle. A blazer. And I had all white shirt, some jeans.
Yeah.
So for me, I'm not saying, ladies, you can't be sexy, because y'all seen Doc. Y'all know my cleavage be out. I dress sexy as hell. I'm going to wreck that.
Last night, you still look good, though. Don't get it twisted.
Right. But I'm saying whatever we lead with is what we find value in.
Okay.
Within ourselves. I want to give a tool. The tool is gain a sense of self.
Yes.
Take an inventory of what is it that I lead with? What is it that I find value in myself? Because some women find value in saving people. Mm-hmm. People as a blanket. So they get with the man that they're saving too. Then they get mad and they say he's a nothing bum guy because I have to save him. But sis, find value in saving because you were never able to save either your parents who abandoned you or maybe had drug addiction, or nobody came to save you. And so since no one came to save you, sis, you are overcompensating for what you didn't get by doing it in other people. Only because you don't have a sense of that awareness, you don't know that you're doing it. You don't know that. Right. But if you stop saving the person and just save the person you really want to save, and that goes for men with conquering, a lot of men who are womanizers, that is just a self-conquering issue. Mm-hmm. You need to conquer these women because you really haven't governed and conquered yourself. Mm-hmm. And so what happens is you're sitting up there womanizing women for the deficit you have within yourself.
Good God.
But if you would work on fulfilling that deficit, then you would shift and be a different man because your needs would be different based on the investment you make in yourself.
Look, these women who are quote unquote getting womanized, they know what they're doing. You know, they love the attention. They love to get with a dude who got some money, who could take them on a trip, who could buy them a bag. they know what the game is. They knew what the game was at 12. They damn sure know it at 30, 35, 40, 45. Everybody well aware of what's going on in these exchanges. So cut it out.
You are good. You talk.
Oh, thank you, Anthony.
You talking because I did a show a year ago with a guy named R.C. Blakes. That's another show y'all two would just do real good on. But about a year and a half ago, I was dating this young lady. This is what I led with. Tell me if I'm wrong.
We in session now, y'all. We in session.
This is what I led with. I said, you know, she said, it's like our second conversation. She called me a narcissist. And I said, I want a wife. I'm a family man. So I'm dating with the intent of marriage. Second conversation. She said, you should never tell a woman that because it makes me feel like you're trying to force me in a situation where I do not want to go. Mm. I didn't leave with looks. I didn't leave with success. I led with like, hey, this is what I want. This is where I'm going. And the narcissist came up because she said, hey, I'm going out with a male friend. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, cool, great. What time are you getting home? She's like, why? I was like, well, I just want to make sure you get home safe. She says, sounds a little controlling, don't you think? I said, well, I told you I'm dating with the intent, and I'm trying to show you that I value your safety.
Well, yeah, nah. You going out with a male friend? I mean, and we dating? I mean, I guess if they wasn't exclusive, she could technically go out with a male friend. But me, nah, it's a deal breaker. I like women who are serious about dating, and they're serious about, you can only really truly get to know one person at a time and really put in the effort that you need to put in to somebody to see if something can go somewhere. You can only like do that with one person at a time. So a woman who's still trying to do all this dating, I must have not been worth putting energy in if you still got to go out with another guy. So that would have just been a deal breaker for me. I don't do the dating multiple people thing. We either talking or we ain't talking. If you talking to a bunch of people and we ain't talking.
Never questioned a man. I'm not intimidated by another man, but I did question like, hey, what time are you getting home? Because I wanted to make sure that I text you, that I wake up and I let you know like, hey, I was thinking about you making home safe. I had to cut her go. I had to let her go. Because she called me a narcissist for leading with my intent of marriage and my importance of family. Because if anyone knows anything about me, my team would tell you this, my community would tell you this, I'm very family driven, right? I love family, I value family, and I see how my
I'm surprised she could shut up long enough to let this man talk. He better get everything he wanna say out, because once her murder mouth get to going again, he might not get another word in the whole podcast. You know what I'm saying? I hope he get everything out.
Ed has become a better man, not just because of my wife, but because of him even being a father. And so I'm like, that's what I want.
Yeah.
And so I work hard today, not to have the nice things that I have, but to provide a nice
quality of life
to my future family. And so from your perspective, mm-hmm. psychology expert,
mm-hmm.
did I lead wrong?
So I'm going to break it up in a few parts, okay?
Okay.
I'll answer your question first. Okay. Absolutely not.
Okay.
And you know I'll push against you because I've been pushing against you the whole time we've been talking off camera. You know that, right?
Fast.
Yeah, let me point something else out. She talking with so much authority. She's so masculine. And women they can't help it, though. Once they get to this point, they can't help it. A woman who points at you when she talks to you, is you got to pay attention to the small things. It's a no for me, dog. Randy Jackson, it's going to be a no for me, dog. That's all I'll say.
Lee not.
Okay.
You led 100% right.
Okay.
When she called you a narcissist, she was gaslighting. When she initially said to you, don't tell me your intent.
Yeah.
Because you're making me feel like you're trying to force me.
Exactly.
That already told you she didn't want it. Mm. That was your exit. To me, that was God saying, she's not in alignment with you. Mm-hmm. The second thing, was her father in her life? I'm just curious, because she sounds like a fatherless girl. I was on point with that. Let me tell you how I knew that, okay? Whenever a woman has a problem with a man providing protection, which means what time are you getting home?
Yeah, yeah.
She's more than likely fatherless.
Well, yeah, I was thinking about this earlier. If a woman don't listen to you, you can't protect her. Because you could say, look, hey, duck right now. Well, I got a duck. I don't feel like ducking. Blah. She out of here. Because she don't listen. You know, she might want to go upstairs and knock on the door to the neighbors because the music too loud. And the man like, no, don't do that. Just this. We'll call the authorities or we'll do something else. But we ain't about to do, you know, the face-to-face confrontation like that. And she go up there anyway, banging on the door. Blah. She out of here. You see how you can't protect a woman who don't listen to you? There's no point in trying to be in a relationship with a woman who isn't at least 75-80% submissive. I'll just put it like that. I mean, nobody perfect, but at least 75-80% submissive. There's absolutely no point in even trying to be with a woman like that. You know? Well, we didn't meet our two-hour goal. You know, we didn't get our $15 donation to go for 2 hours. I've been on about an hour, so I'm going to get off. I'm getting sleepy. Everybody, hit the like button on your way out. Follow me on the alternate platform, Rumble, Discord, Twitter. Because I don't know how long I'm going to be on YouTube, y'all. So if you care enough about continuing to watch my content, you need to follow me on at least one other platform. You know what I mean? I'm on BitChute, MGTOW.TV, Rumble, Discord, Twitter. I'm gonna start a mailing list. Also, you can join the Patreon and be a free member. Just to, you know, follow me on something else. Just so you can keep up with me. Just in case they kick me off the tube. So what you could do, I believe, is join as a free member and then turn off notifications. Well, I don't know. Well, I mean, I guess you could, yeah, turn off notifications. Or I don't even know if you're going to get notified, actually, unless I post a public post, which I usually don't do. So I think you could leave a notification zone. But yeah, y'all, follow me on Patreon as a free member just to keep up with me. And I'm going to be back on tomorrow night at 8 p.m. You know, and maybe we can meet the live stream goal tomorrow night and guarantee a stream for Tuesday night. You know, I appreciate everybody for stopping by. RB Sensei out. You dig?